Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a daily opportunity to stop for a moment and listen to God. Let me read to you from the Bible. Acts chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. During the 40 days after Jesus suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Once, when he was eating with them, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised." Dr. Luke wrote two books, his Gospel and what is often called the Acts of the Apostles. The first tells us what happened during Jesus' earthly ministry, and the second describes the story of the birth and growth of the church. However, before Dr. Luke launched into the story of the church, he wanted his readers to know that there is no doubt about Jesus' resurrection. He knew that everything hinged on the historical resurrection of Jesus. He informs us that Jesus met with his disciples on a number of occasions and even shared meals with them. It was clearly a tumultuous time for the disciples. They had experienced the trauma of Jesus' appalling death, the exuberant joy of his resurrection, and are now contemplating what life will be like after Jesus has left them. Jesus fully realizes this and wants his disciples to know that he's made perfect provision for their needs. All they have to do is wait. And then within a few days, they'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Mysterious as God's future plans were for them, they could look to the future with confidence. Our situation is, in fact, not so very different from those disciples. We have the blessing of living in the days of the Spirit, but there is still much about the future that's completely unknown to us. The pandemic has been a timely reminder of how completely unpredictable the future is. We don't know what might happen here on Earth, and we all have many questions about what will happen after we die. However, in common with the disciples, we can face the future with confidence, knowing that God has made perfect provision for us. Let me pray with you. Thank you, loving Lord, that our future is in your hands. Help us to trust you completely and to find peace in your plans. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I do hope you have a good day and that you'll listen in each day to Be Still and Know here on Premier Radio.